on the day of surgery. I will now tell you what is going to happen on the day of surgery itself and what you can expect when you wake up after the operation. You will be woken up at around 6 o'clock in the morning and will be given 2 glasses of red juice with sugar, which you should drink with your morning pills. The sweet juice helps to reduce the nausea that can occur after the operation. Then you will have your blood pressure, heart rate, and temperature measured, and you will be weighed. When this is over, you will be given towels so you can have a shower. It is important that you also brush your teeth. When you have finished in the bathroom and returned to the room, you will find a pair of compression stockings ready to be put on. The compression stockings and blood thinning injection you get in the thigh help to reduce the risk of blood clots. You must wear these stockings until you are discharged. The stockings are very tight, so if you need help getting them on, we'll help you. When wearing the stockings, wear shoes when you get out of bed. Before you are taken to the operating room, remember to lock your belongings in the bedside drawer and give the key to a staff member. If you are number one on the surgery program, you will be picked up at around 7:30 a.m. And if you are number two, it will be around noon. The staff will be able to inform you of which number you are. When you arrive at the operating room, you will be greeted by an operating room nurse who will accompany you into the operating room. Here, you will be greeted by even more staff, and before you are put to sleep, the surgeon will come and greet you. When your operation is complete, you will be taken to the recovery room, where they will make sure that you are in as little pain as possible. Here, you will find that during the operation, you have had a catheter inserted into your bladder, had a drip in your hand or arm, have an oxygen hose in your nose, and in some cases a drain will also be placed during the operation, which is a hose that goes from your stomach and out into a bag. If you have received a stoma, you will also have a colostomy bag on your stomach. This colostomy bag is large and transparent and does not look like the bag you will be using in the future. When the recovery staff assesses that you are ready to return to the ward, you will be picked up by a porter who will take you back to your room in your bed. If you are number one on the surgery program, you will typically be back on the ward between 2 and 4 p.m. And if you are number two, you will typically be back between 4 and 6 p.m. Upon arrival on the ward, you will be received by the staff, where you will again have your blood pressure, heart rate, and temperature measured. We then have to look at the surgical wounds on your stomach and the stoma or drains, if you have any. The bladder catheter that you have had during the operation will be removed as soon as you return to the ward if this has not been done in the recovery section. We check that you can empty your bladder afterwards. You will be offered something to eat and drink. You will be given the key to your drawer with your belongings in so you can contact your relatives. If you are unable to contact your relatives, we will be happy to help you. Every morning after the operation, you will have blood samples taken. This is so that we can detect any complications early on. We will also weigh you every morning before breakfast to follow any weight gain. After an operation, it is normal to accumulate fluid in the body, which is why most people gain 1 to 2 kilos, but this will be excreted again within a week.